You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Time now to catch up with RNIB's policy and campaigns team. We're joined now by Shamim Khan, Hadija Raza and Hannah Donnelly. Welcome in to you all.
Hello.
And Shamim, what are we talking about this month?
So today we're going to be talking about our Out of Sight campaign, our new campaign about vision rehab across England. And we will also be talking about a new report from the Women and Equalities Committee about accessible product design.
Hannah, tell us a bit more about RNIB's Vision Rehab campaign, Out of Sight.
Yeah, absolutely. Our Out of Sight campaign is the culmination of a lot of research undertaken by RNIB. We spoke with over 400 blind and partially sighted people last year who shared their experience of vision rehabilitation. And from there, we knew that we needed to do more. So we also undertook a freedom of information request from English local authorities who provide rehab. And the results were really shocking. They showed us that the services are under significant pressures due to increasing demands on adult social care. And the ever tighter budgets are meaning that the workforce and the resources to fund these services just aren't there across the country. Sadly, we found that over a quarter of local authorities had people waiting over a year to receive vital support, and we just don't think that's anywhere near acceptable. So we've launched our Out of Sight campaign, really calling on political parties to give these services the significance and the priority that they deserve. So we've, as part of this, released a report which can be found on our website, and we're also holding a petition.
And how can listeners get involved and support the campaign?
They can sign the petition, which can be found on our website. And also, we're also looking to hear as many responses as possible. So if people want to get in touch to share their experiences of vision rehabilitation, they can contact us too at our campaign's mailbox.
As you mentioned, RNIB has spoken to hundreds of people so far about their experiences. What have you heard from RNIB customers about times when they're not getting the support that they need?
Really sadly, we're hearing that people aren't waiting well for vision rehabilitation. As I say, waiting times are months and sadly sometimes even into the years. And we know that those times are made really, really difficult when people are just waiting for support. So people are either staying in their houses and locking themselves away, cutting themselves off from friends and family, or putting themselves in harm's way, going out and trying to complete journeys in a way that just isn't safe for them. So it's a really, really concerning that the waiting times are far too unacceptable. And it's really important that people get the support in a timely manner to enable them to not put themselves in such dangerous situations.
Lots of important work to be done there. Hadija, now we're also looking at a new report from the Women and Equalities Committee, which is calling for better accessible product design. What were some of the issues raised there?
Yes, there were a few that were really relevant to blind and partially sighted people. So there was conversations around black bank cards, accessible ATMs and where banks decide to place ATMs. There was also around accessible food packaging and website design. So a good host of problems that blind and partially sighted people face were addressed in this report.
And as a result of the report, what are RNIB calling for to happen next?
So we were really, really, well, not surprised, but we were really impressed with the report in general. It was really positive messages, and RNIB provided a lot of the evidence that went into that report. So we provided oral evidence and written evidence. So a lot of the messages and recommendations do chime with what we believe. There were some where we think that the report could go a little bit further, but overall we're really supportive of this. So we're just urging the government and any future governments to adopt these recommendations in their work, because they're really important. The report's first recommendation is actually quite a simple one, and one that RNIB's been asking for such a long time, which is to ensure that all products and services consider accessibility from inception, because there's just such a lack of uniformity across the sector as to you know, what products are accessible, which aren't, which decide to become accessible a little bit later on, and then retrofitting that process can be, you know, clunky, and it's not as good as when you just design things accessibly from the offset. So yeah, really, really positive report, and we're just urging the government to adopt all the recommendations.
And for this topic in particular, is there a way that listeners can maybe share their concerns and make their voices heard on this topic?
Yeah, I think to call into our helpline if you are experiencing any issues with things like bank cards. So, for example, in the report, they talk about actually RNAB's recommendation on how all bank cards need to be accessible, whether they're flat bank cards or to retain an embossed bank card if you need it. So if you're experiencing any problems with your bank cards, call RNAB and we can assist with those conversations or ensure that the banks that we're working with will provide those accessible products. Similarly, around websites, RNAB has a challenging inaccessible websites toolkit, so that you can call the helpline for that or find it on our website, and that will be incredibly important, I think, going forward, because currently only the public sector websites are held to account for how accessible the websites are, whereas this report is calling for private sector websites to also be held to the same standards, which is something that we've also been calling for as well. So yeah, please call in if you have any issues around website design. The other thing I talked about with food packaging, we know that 9 out of 10 blind and partially sighted people say that they find it difficult or even impossible to read food or medication packaging. So the recommendation in the report to make sure that all food packaging has accessibility requirements within the design is really, really exciting to us as well. So yeah, please call in if you are facing any of those issues. And we're really hoping that these report recommendations are listened to and incorporated within the government legislation so that, yeah, we don't have to face these barriers anymore.
Well, Shamin, a busy month as ever for the policy and campaigns team. What's the best way to keep up to date with the work that you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So the helpline, as Khadija was just talking about, you can call us to find out anything that we've been up to. You can call them on 0303 123 9999, or you can email our team directly and you might be able to get more information from us about like the petition Hannah was talking about as well. You can email us at campaigns@rnib.org.uk. You can check out our news page, which is rnib.org.uk/news, and you can filter the news by campaigning as a topic, so you can just see what we're up to, or you can follow us on Twitter, now known as X, and our handle is @rnib_campaigns, and we post regular updates and links to all relevant information as well.
We're from RNIB's campaigns team, Shamin Khan, Khadija Raza and Hannah Donnelly. Thanks to you all for joining us this month on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.